The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Power Hour. And I am your stand-in host, flying by the seat of the pants. I'm Randy Short out of Washington, D.C. And I'm making a call out to everybody that likes the unborn, everybody that loves America, everybody that likes borders, everybody that likes affordable food, gas, and housing. Everybody that cares about vets, everybody that loves America, everybody that thinks Kamala Harris would be the worst choice for a virtue teacher for a virginity class, we want your participation today on the Power Hour, because we're going to do news and events, and then we're going to talk about the awful, ugly, Boule conspiracy. We're going to teach you about the no-good, un-American, anti-black, black bigot mafia that's been attacking Trump, black America, and all of our freedoms. And they're trying to get this grifty Indian to be passed off as the down-the-way ghetto sister, which he is not. So we're going to have fun today, and we're going to learn a lot, and we want to touch some things in the news, because our world has gone crazy, but God is in control. America is going to be great again, because we're behind the greatest president of our generation. So everybody say amen, praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, Power Hour is rolling full. Again, this is Randy Short calling all America, in particular conservative white Americans, don't get gaslit into supporting Kamala Harris. So let's look a little bit at some of the news stories that caught my attention. I don't know if anyone has been listening, because it hasn't been played that much in American news, but Mr. Miller, I believe the first name is Stephen Miller, who is the spokesperson for the State Department, which means the United States Department of State, is calling on Israel to investigate the rape of Palestinian captives. I repeat, State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, is saying that the Israeli authorities must investigate alleged incidents of rape against Palestinian detainees and hold those responsible to account. And that's, of course, what the U.S. Department of State spokesperson Matthew Miller said. According to the Israeli station N12, they have closed-circuit television footage allegedly showing soldiers of the Israeli Defense Forces using a broomstick to sexually abuse a Palestinian prisoner at the Sidi Timan detention facility. And this is being dubbed as Israel's Guantanamo, or maybe we could say Israel's Abu Ghraib. A lot of people support Israel, and I think that Israel should exist. I want to let everybody know I have both Hebrew and Khazarian ancestry. I'm not anti-Jewish. I was still raised by a Holocaust survivor. But you can't get me to believe that you need to do that to somebody to fight for your security. I don't know. Next story. And we can talk about this when we take questions and answers later. Four African countries now are denouncing the Ukraine. They've been joined. The other countries, Senegal, Mali, Burkina Faso, is now joined by that country, Niger, that just told America that they had to get all the soldiers out. They are now in solidarity with Mali, are accusing the government in Kiev under Zelensky for backing rebels involved in deadly attacks. Among those was the massacre of dozens of Christians in Burkina Faso. our tax dollars are going to Ukraine. Doesn't seem like it's stopping the Russians much. Strange for the end up in the hood in Africa killing Christians. Somebody needs to check into that. Where's our tax money going? If you're watching the news, or maybe you're not watching, especially if you're watching CNN, confused, or should I say the Catamite News Network, you won't hear that there are riots all over Britain. People in Britain are tired. People in Britain have risen up against all these migrants and refugees and asylees. As ordinary Britons are paying more for food and fuel, sound familiar, are not making the rent just to have housing, and yet there are people coming into Britain in record numbers in the hundreds of thousands who are being housed in hostels and 4- and 5-star hotels and all over Britain. And it's even spread over to Holland. People are attacking these places that have become residences for people who are in the country seeking asylum or are there unlawfully. Broken borders create confusion, not just in America, but in Europe and everywhere else, too. So there's a gentleman by the name of Tommy Robinson. He's sort of the grand wizard of the British right, who sort of stirred a pot. Don't agree with everything. I can agree we need borders, we need security, people need to verify who they are, and British people need to take care of Britain first, the same way Americans need to take care of Americans first. Charity begins at home. Japan had an alert that a 7.1 magnitude tremble hit Japan. Wow, we had an earthquake down in Texas, 5, but they had a 7. On the Richter scale. Wow, this is the first mega earthquake caution that the Japanese have issued in a while. Hope that nothing else happens. Moving right along to some news I like. Yes, I don't always agree with AIPAC. In fact, I may disagree with AIPAC quite a bit. But, man, they've added 2 notches to their belt. First, they got rid of Blowman. Remember? The moron, the idiot, the guy, I don't know, maybe he thought it was a sex toy. He was playing with the fire extinguisher in the congressional building to obstruct the vote in our national legislature. The little bald-headed dude who's involved in everything but not helping his local constituents, who obviously didn't turn out to vote for him. And AIPAC picked him off in New York. And lo and behold, Cori Bush, the Black Lives Matter activist who somehow made it to Congress, she lost. Forgive me. Yes, I'm biased. I'm biased. I can't stand you, Corey. You lost. Yay! Excuse me. Cori Bush, it's her. Okay, she's from Missouri's 1st Congressional District. And her losing by about 7,000 votes to another gentleman, and forgive me, what's this guy's name here? His last name is Bell. Bell, who's one of her rival prosecutors, he beats her. They spent millions and millions of dollars to get her out. But, you know, if you've ever had a vermin problem, you'll pay whatever you need to pay to get the mice, roaches, and rats out of your house. Bye, Corey. Moving right along. I'm just running these things down. Oh, I don't know. I say her name however I feel when I'm angry. Sometimes it's Kamsawa. Sometimes it's Obamala. Sometimes it's Kamula. I just don't like her. She's a fraud. I went to school with her when I was in school. Her sorority was alleged to have been turning trips on 14th Street, which is a strip for prostitution in D.C., I'm just saying, now she's the vice presidential candidate. And you know my motto is, because she used to be the side piece, the former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, dirty knees make great VP. Yes, I said it. I'm Black and American and proud of it, which she is not. I don't really think she's a citizen. 2 people from other countries have an anchor baby, and both persons are Indian, She's got Caucasian on her birth certificate. Her mother's got Caucasian on her birth certificate. The father is Indian and Scottish, and yet she's black. Oh, my God, was Trump telling the truth at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago? She's a fraud. She was defunding the police. Now she's for the police. Open borders. Now it's closed the borders. The only thing that stays open are her legs and her jaws. That's probably why she gets along with our president. This is probably why he can't remember anything. She's a horrible woman. She's a chameleon, but she's a psychotic communist. Connections to the CCP and connections to people who don't like the ordinary American. She thinks that you should be paying tax monies for health care for any person that comes to this country, housing, university education, and some of you can barely pay your student loan. Resources we don't even have. Gas resources, Kamala Harris. Things should be given to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that strolls across our unguarded border. So she changes policies, probably like she changed men back in the day. Yes, I said it. I don't care. On the more serious news, somebody that we can like. Unfortunately, the great chanteurs of the Z generation, Taylor Swift, had to cancel shows in Indiana because of the planned terrorist attack. You know, the Biden-Harris administration has the whole world hating Americans. Who would ever imagine a day where American popular artists were at risk of assassination? Who ever imagined when an American president, a former American president, would be at risk of assassination? Speaking to an adoring public most, that's the Biden-Harris thing. It's a curse on our house. It's a crime that this ever happened. And I don't care who out there doesn't like me. Biden didn't win. People like me, shoot, I wish I could have adjusted one of those machines. But the three chances I got to vote for Donald Trump, I did it. And we need to do it again. We need to show these fascists. We need to show these people who don't care how hungry we are. They don't care how hard it is to keep the gas tank full. They don't care how hard it is to pay the rent. We need to kick them out of the city of Washington, D.C., which I call the District of Caligula. And it certainly has been as long as we've had Biden sitting there. A friend of honesty and truth in media, another victim of the Biden-Harris administration, the United States government, through the FBI, has gone after Mr. Scott Ritter, a patriot who tells the truth about foreign policy, who's telling the truth about what's going on in the Middle East, telling the truth about what's going on in Ukraine, and they're calling him, they're accusing him of being a foreign agent. They've seized his electronics. They've harassed him. We hope that he stays the course. I've met Mr. Ritter. He loves America. He does not hate his own country. He would never betray his own country. Isn't it interesting that mass killers, terrorists can come across our border with no scrutiny, but yet Americans, true Americans who speak their truth, whether it's out of religious conviction or out of concern for the security of their nation, are being harassed by a weaponized Department of Justice, FBI, and court. And also a weaponized boulet. Okay, let me see if there's anything else in here that's interesting to me. Otherwise, I guess I can do what I want here. Do you think we should open it up for questions? Come on, should we give the audience some? Can you give the audience some? Can I give the audience some? Well, I tell you what, we've got a few minutes. Why not? Let's take the next, say, 13, 14 minutes to take a few questions if anyone has any. If not, I can talk a little bit more. And so let me know. Are there any people, anybody on the board? Does anybody want to talk to me? There's got to be someone. Even someone in a hate group. Come on, this is an opportunity to be mean to a minority. You have to be mad, fentanyl, overdose. There's got to be somebody that wants to talk about it. There's got to be somebody that's concerned. There's got to be somebody that can't wait for Chicago. A disaster in real time. The convention for the Democrats are coming, and they're going to coronate the Lady Godiva with the Planned Parenthood parking space as the presidential candidate. Who wants this history? Come on. Somebody out there is listening. Come on, come on. There's got to be someone that please be biased. I don't care. I don't care if you're prejudiced, especially if you're prejudiced against Democrats. Please call in. Hey, Ford, do I got someone or do you want me to keep talking here? Because I'll keep doing it. I don't mind talking. Are you guys okay? All right. I'm not hearing anything. Engineer, nobody's talking to me. I'm all alone with the radio. Oh, no new callers? Okay, well, that's okay. Can you hear me loud and clear? Wonderful. Well, in as much, I know what I have to do. I have to give the audience something that they haven't already heard. I have this passion in my heart to get the word out. And so we can start this on early. I mean, if you want to, let's do it. You know, a lot of people, if you read the news or watch the news, you look around, certain things don't make sense. In particular, inner cities or even communities that are full of Black Americans. And America's got its problems, but America has a lot of opportunities, even with problems. Proof of that is that there were Black millionaires and prosperous communities even before racial segregation was outlawed in this country. That meant that people accumulated wealth, people had businesses, and in some instances, certain people doing better today, I mean then, than they're doing today. What's the difference? What's happened? How could you have school systems where hundreds of millions of dollars are spent and the kids can't read or write? I mean, just nobody's reading and writing. Nobody's on their grade level for math. How does this happen? Because billions and billions of dollars have been poured into certain communities, and yet you keep seeing the same outcome. And it might lead someone who doesn't know the inner workings of a community or people to say, these people are lost cause. They're a waste product. They can't get it together. They're outcasts from evolution. I mean, aside from anything else you heard negative, a lot of people would never, ever, ever know that much of the chaos, confusion, poverty, crime, lack of development that you might see in a Black American community isn't necessarily, by the way, you think I'm going to point my finger at you, I'm not. It isn't the fault of white Americans or any other group of Americans, and it isn't the fault of most Black Americans. It's the fault of a sinister Black skull and bone called the Boule, established 120 years ago. And these are our skull and bones. They're globalist. They're little league globalists because they're not as big as, you know, Bill Gates or Soros. But they're wannabes, the same way Kamala wannabe a sister when she can get votes. And want to be an Asian again after they got the vote. We've got this Boule. These wicked, sinister people who are partly to the skull and bones. And the same way that the skull and bones works against the true freedom and development of the majority of Americans, the Boule, in a micromanaged way, it's segmented and marketed towards keeping down and keeping stupid and backwards the Black American community. You ever wonder why people? Oh, wonderful. A caller. Yay. David in Virginia. I'm a Virginian as well as a Washingtonian. Where in Virginia are you?
Oh, just a few miles south of Roanoke. Kind of the western middle of the state kind of thing.
Okay, how far from Danville?
Probably about 40 miles north, okay. A little bit west.
Okay.
But,
cool. Talk to me.
I'm just curious about some things right there. My neighbor came over here the other day, and somebody, one of her relatives or something right there, gave her a daggum email, and she was reading off to me about Harris's background and, mm-hmm. and political things and about her parents and stuff like this and people mm-hmm. that she associated with. Mm-hmm. And they sound like, you know, it's a bunch of the communist people that she's associated with, over 30-some years right there.
It's basically, you're 100% right. Let me answer your question. I call her AWB. That stands for Obama with boobs, okay? Kamala Harris's father was a Marxist professor at Stanford University, and her mother was a Marxist.
Yep.
And her family back in India are leftists, and when they're not leftists, if they're BJP, they've got a connection to the Nazi Party. There's a whole connection between esoteric Brahmanism and Nazism. That's a long story. But the lady's foul, and she was the most liberal leftist senator, left of commie Bernie Sanders. She's bad news. The information that you were talking, it's true. She's no good, and please, she's not a black American woman. We don't want her.
Her dad right there, he was up there. He got the Panthers started right there. He was part of that, and she was up there. She helped get the Black Lives Matter thing going and all this.
Black Lives Matter is terrible. Black Lives Matter is Marxist. The Black Panthers were internationalists. I just have to say that the Black Panthers were not communists. The Black Panthers were internationalists. Just so, because I was introduced to the show by Larry Pinkney, who was in the Black Panthers. God bless him. So the Panthers weren't communists, but the Panthers were internationalists. You don't have to agree with everything the Panthers are on. I just want you to know. But Black Lives Matter, they were subversive. You're right. These people hate this country. They hate this country.
What I'm saying is that they was associated with all these people. I'm not saying that the Panthers were communists. I didn't mean to say that, but
there's a lot of other connections
right there that she's got going on right there deeply involved with Chinese people, and. I don't understand. Maybe you news people is putting out news for us. Stupid people. But why we can't hear all this stuff and make it more public? Instead of just mm-hmm. listen to regular TV bullcrap. And I don't understand how come all this information can't be getting out right there from these stupid Gen Zers right there that think, everything.
It's part of the game. You're not meant to understand, and it's not your fault. I worked for the News Hour with Jim Lehrer for 4 years, and I can assure you that a lot of the things the public isn't, it's deliberately done in such a way as to make you give up on wanting to know by not telling you enough or not explaining enough as to confuse or strain you. If you watch television news, you won't know what's going on. You literally need to ignore mainstream media in this country because it is guided by a lot of people that are leftists. In particular, I've watched the news. They absolutely hate Donald Trump. You had a former president nearly murdered in real time in front of television audience, and they said he fell down. They doubt it, but they accused him of setting up his own effort to assassinate himself. They tried to blame him for it. This is these people who are in the media that are leftist, coastal folks. They don't like people like you and me. I lived in a trailer park in Virginia for 9 years of my life. I'm a Virginian. My family goes back. I have people in the House of Burgesses in my family, folks from Henrico County, you name it, Isle of Wight, Dinwiddie. All my folks are down near where you're from. Okay? They're tobacco farmers. The black farmers are just fighting with Biden. That's my cousin. They hate ordinary Americans like you and I. And we've got to start looking and doing. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts for righteousness shall be filled. You've got to search for the information because they will not give it. You need to understand something. There's a very evil man. You call him Obama. I call him Ofaga. They had this agreement. I think it's the Smith-Mundt Act, where they allowed the CIA and others to deceive and lie to the American public. So we now get full-scale propaganda, including stuff around this COVID. Sir, they're not going to give us the truth. The truth is what we can take. Finding people like this Power Hour, looking for people, they may not. He was wrong once or twice, but Alex Jones is on point a lot of the time with no one else. Don't give up on people like Alex Jones. They're people who are citizens journalists who would put their lives on the line, like Scott Ritter has, that are telling the truth. That's who you need to look for. Give up on the mainstream media. They're liars, and they are in conspiracy. Understand, they don't see themselves. I mean, when you look at, I call them slam a man's pooper, or Anderson Cooper for you. These guys are all super rich. They're from the Uber classes. They don't care about us. They don't see our concerns. They're not seeing people die from fentanyl or the new fentanyl that they added something to. They're not feeling our pain. They can afford gas at whatever price. They can afford food. They're making the news to control and deceive us. Kamala, she's bought and sold. She's the cheapest two-bit whore that they could put in office, and they're going to make it a brothel. That White House will be a brothel if they put her in. That's what you need to stick with. Do I have another caller? You keep calling. You keep listening. Keep reading. God bless you, guy. No other callers. Now, listen to what the man's saying. Here's a man, salt of the earth, hardworking man, you can tell. Southwestern Virginia, folks down there work hard. That people who want to know to make the best informed decision for who should make the policies under which they live, and our mainstream media lies to us. The mainstream media betrays us. The mainstream media, it's not in service of the ordinary people. We don't have journalists like we used to who would tell the truth that would make people mad.
Formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Herb and Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My fellow countrymen, limit your ears, limit your hearts. Americans, Americans, wake up, rise up, fight for your right to be an American citizen. We are surrounded on every side. Wars abroad, invaders, terrorists crossing our borders, food prices high, gas prices high, you can't buy a house, and millions of people getting a free ride off of your My Rear End for resources we didn't even have in the first place. And this is all the blame and the fault goes to a man with dementia who has a predilection to put his hands on kids in an inappropriate way. And his slutty sidekick, sidepiece, heir apparent, come swallow, as Roger Stone says, Obama, as I say, she's running to be your and my dictator in a, well, action of pantsuit, and probably she's doing us a favor. Can you imagine the EPA fallout that she wore threats? Yes, I said it. We need to hear from you guys today, and there's so much going on. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm a substitute, like a substitute teacher, but you won't mess over me because I'm tough. I'm your guest host today, Randy Short, out of Washington, D.C. And D.C. stands for District of Caligula, as long as these devils, not like our great president, Donald J. Trump, saved miraculously from a set-up assassination that spoiled. Man, that guy has good luck. No wonder he went to the casino business. We got a lot to talk about for the next thing, hour and a half. I got my story. I hope you have yours. We have one caller from Virginia, the great state of Virginia, and we hope we get many, many more. Now, I want to talk about some of the things in the news. I'm going to go back and just talk about how unsafe the world has gotten since they stole the election from Donald J. Trump, our 45th president. We're looking at a potential of Russia using tactical nuclear weapons because of a war in Ukraine that would have never happened had Donald Trump been president of the United States. We've got 10, 15, 20 million people, many of them raping our children, killing people, threatening and having conspiracies to murder our police. They're everywhere, on motorcycles. Some of them even have tens of thousands of dollars in food stamp benefits every month. When American veteran here in Washington, they get $23 a month. People put their lives on the line that didn't refuse. They weren't chicken hawks like Bill Clinton. They went and served, and we'd starve them. People who've been on the public housing rolls in major cities for decades see themselves waylaid, and schools and all available housing is being given to people who could be mass murderers, drug dealers, as more and more people overdose from fentanyl brought to this country like it's popcorn. Aren't you angry? Aren't you angry? Aren't you angry when you go in and a dozen of eggs in the store that I used to pay 79 cents for in Little and Aldi is $5 and $6? Did our wages jump like this? Gasoline used to be about $1.98, $1.80, $4, $3. Where are we going to get the money to pay for these things? This is a country that produces energy, and that moron, and it's Alice Cooper-looking broad that he's married to, who's power-crazed. They cut off the drilling for oil in places like Pennsylvania. That was jobs. That's lies. How come people aren't angry? How could people be so mad at Donald Trump and not be equally or more angry with Biden and this tramp, this Cruella de Vil of identity politics, who masquerades as the black woman while she's an in? Talk about a fraud. Oh, my God. I mean, you've got Buttigieg, whatever his name. It's unnatural. The idiot that's a transportation. This country's a wreck. Now we're not safe. Haiti's in flames. Sudan is in flames. Gaza's in flames. Iran is poised to attack Israel, America's favorite ally. How did all this happen? China's poised to attack Taiwan.
Russia's now talking about going to the border of Poland. What's going on? How could people not be angry with the current state of events? And the answer isn't putting a high price, well, maybe not so high, call girl in the White House who giggles and cackles like she's got a jackrabbit on. And then you've got this strange guy, the one who seems to like riots from Minnesota. Waltz. He looks strange. And what man boasts about having artificial insemination? I mean, have some pride. At least pretend that you could get it up. God. What's happened to this? He's the one that, the tampon Tim, the one putting boys and tampons in the boys' room, where were they going to put them? He has his own ideas. What's going on? Men and women sports? What happened to the America that we believed in? What happened to family? What kind of monster says anybody that wants to sexually mutilate a child is welcome to my state? This is leadership? My God, come on, people, come on. You know what? You had 4 years of Donald Trump. Aside from his wife being classy, she was a wife. She wasn't a controlling menace like Joe Biden has been. And we all know that Nancy Pelosi and Ofaga, yeah, that's what I call them. They're the ones really running the government. We've had it. A dictatorship, people that we didn't vote for as president, making all these crazy policies. I just heard the U.S. government's going to fight greenhouse gas and climate change because they're not going to use plastic straws. What a great accomplishment for Biden. You're concerned about straws, but not missing, murdered, or mutilated, disappeared women and girls. What kind of man is that? He doesn't just have dementia. He's got a demon. And Kamala's got one, too. Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Y'all really want this? Oh, my God. I'm just hoping. I thought I was talking to some conservative people who don't like the idea that these folks want to kill a baby after it's born. That's health care. Killing somebody. Wow. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me understand that we are spending money on Ukraine and there are dams about to collapse in Georgia and South Carolina after 1 in 100 year rainfall. Wow, a hurricane came through. Hurricane Debbie. We're fighting for other people's borders and their infrastructure, and we're not safe here. We're not taken care of here. Homelessness has gone up under Biden. Stock market is down. That never happened under Trump. Doesn't somebody miss that guy? I mean, I know he gets a... Donald Trump is like the irascible father that you had. That was his own man that did what he felt like doing, but he was the man. He wasn't a soy boy. He wasn't moist. He wasn't getting pooped on or urinated on during Pride Month. He did something. His critics, what have they made? What have they even ventured and failed in and bounced back like he did? That's a great man. It's a great man. Not perfect, far from perfect. Lots of stuff that Trump can do. His team needs to work on their message to show where they're going to take the country. But in the interim, where are the people who love America? I hear people care. I hear people say they want this country to be great. But how can it be great if we're not standing up? How can it be great if we're not fighting? How can it be great if we just sit back and not turn out on November and show these people that you can't shove Willie Brown's side piece down our throats? you're not going to allow this black skull and bones called the Boule that manipulates the black vote against its own benefit, you're not going to put a Boule side piece in the White House with her super weird husband. They're the ones that are weird. The scriptures say from the wealth of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, wasn't he the one that called somebody weird? He looks weird. And I would love to see the contents on his hard drive. I'm saying it. Come on. Bring him on. Hey, Eric. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
good.
You brought up a subject on Haiti. I didn't know. Wasn't the president assassinated about the time they wanted to bring in the COVID shots? Or do I have that wrong? And I was wondering if you knew anything about that. And what book do you recommend for this Boule, this resources to see how that worked?
Well, there's a guy by the name of Steve Coakley. C-O-K-E-L-E-Y. Steve Coakley.
Okay.
And all you have to do is go to Google and put in Black Boule. And, in fact, let me talk about those devils. Do you know that these groups, some of them are not-for-profits, but they're engaged in electioneering for Biden and for Kamala Harris? They should be stripped of their not-for-profit status. I'm sick and tired of black organizations getting a double standard, that you say you're not-for-profit and you're not political, and yet you're partisan. And you have people voting for no-good, rotten, communistic, baby-killing, gender-bending Democrats that our community doesn't like, okay, they need to be stripped of their tax-exempt status. They need to pay taxes because they're creating the climate for the confusion in our cities, and you out in the suburbs, the rural areas, shouldn't have to pay for it. Make these elitist blacks who are rich. 15% of blacks in this country get 90% or more of the money that comes to black America. These devils need to pay taxes. So now let's talk about Haiti. Very quickly, Haiti has oil. Haiti has gold. Haiti has uranium. Haiti also has children that are elite, used for sex toys. There's a very good woman. Her name is Ezili Danto. E-Z-I-L-I-D-A-N-T-O. She has a very good website. Anything you want to know about Haiti, she's got it. But I
Great.
Know
that okay.
Danto,
you got
I got to tell you this. There were these young girls that these people had picked out that had purple labia majora, and they got about 60 of them on a yacht, and they were taking them somewhere. And she had to get Interpol. So Haiti is a sexual trash can for people like the Clintons. What they built with the few million dollars that Haiti got, they got like $14 billion, and through the Clintons, about $13.6 billion got stolen from Haiti. For the what remained were built hotels for people to pursue children and women. I mean, it's a complete disgrace what the Democrats have done. And what Obama did, Obama let tens of thousands of people die in that earthquake, refusing to send it aid. So, and yes, the president, who was corrupt, and you have to understand that there were several people that should have been president of Haiti, but the Clinton. And there's this girl, her last name is Mill, Cheryl Mill. She worked under Hillary Clinton to make certain that the Haitian people couldn't get democracy. Instead, they had a guy who was then, he's no longer there, his name was Sweet Mickey. This guy used to perform with his buttocks exposed. And when the women said, look, we need safe water to drink, and he said, you have water up your pants. So, in fact, the name of this political party was the Ballhead Party, which is a double entendre. It really meant the Penis Head Party, which meant they had all these degenerates working with Obama and the Clintons. running Haiti. So you've got drug-dealing deviants dominating Haiti.
Okay, well, I was... Yes, did you go? We must have lost that.
Did I go?
Are you there?
Well, I'm talking. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, I'm listening because I want to hear from you.
Oh, I was thinking the president of Haiti that got assassinated, I thought he was probably on the up and up. If it was true, he didn't want the COVID shots in, and then he dies.
Well, he's right about the COVID shot. I mean, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, right? He was right. Now, you know his wife was involved in his assassination, right? I mean,
I don't know other than any. That's the only thing I know is what I just heard, and I don't know that. I just heard it.
It's so dirty, and a lot of the drugs into Florida and all up and down the East Coast are coming through these crooked gangs connected with the Haitian government. You know that the Kenyans have sent people over there, so now there's guerrilla warfare between the gangs and the United Nations people there, and even that's iffy because the United Nations troops left behind 100,000 biracial bastards when they were there, plus the guys defecated in the drinking water, which killed about 30,000 Haitians from cholera. So it's a mess. It's a real mess. I know a lot of Haitians supported Trump, but there were certain people, the Hillary people and the State Department, they still made certain that a crooked person was installed. Even as Trump was being inaugurated, they made certain that the corruption would continue. And Haiti wasn't given the kind of attention it could have gotten from the Trump White House, but the die was cast. There are a lot of very dirty people involved in this Haiti thing. Thank you. I'm ready for another caller. No other callers. Thank you, Eric, for your call. And Haiti and the whole world has been harmed by the Biden-Harris administration. I have friends in Sudan. In fact, oh, my God, I was supposed to call Uganda yesterday. One of my best friend's sisters, they've had to flee to Uganda. There are people dying in Ethiopia. People dying in Congo. You know, whenever the Democrats come in, as much as they're supposedly the best friends black people ever had, crapola. People die all over Africa, and they let the illegals run in and drive us. And yes, they're black jobs, damn it. It sure is. My dad drove a bus where a lot of black people get jobs, or in municipal jobs, they get government jobs, they get state and local jobs. That's where opportunities have come. Hell yeah. We need those black jobs. In fact, those stupid elitists in Chicago, those tramps, I don't even think they were black American women. NABJ. National Association of Blowjobs. That's how I feel. Those idiots to disrespect President Trump like that. They knew what he meant when they said black jobs. I've worked as a waiter. I've worked as a butler. I've had all kinds of stuff. When your community is working to get parity, you work where the jobs are available. In fact, the biggest problem that we have is there are not enough black jobs or not enough people often interested in working things that have been associated with blacks and jobs. Not that I want people to stay there, because we should own, we should build, we should control. That's what the illegals and the unlawful people do. There's no reason we can't do that. But then again, there is. It's that boule. The disrespect of President Trump in Chicago by the National Association of Black Journalists, those pork chop feminist fraud, in particular Rachel Scott, who came off as like a rude call girl who'd been shorted. How dare her talk to Donald Trump like that? I mean, I know a lot of us have wanted to fight. I almost wish I would be a trans woman and box her talk to me like that. You know, you don't talk to a former president, a head of state, one of the most powerful men in the world, like he's some John that didn't give you an extra 20. That was the boulet, people. A lot of Americans are looking, saying, what's up with black Americans? Wouldn't you see CNN? And you look at Boy Reid, he looks like a golden marmoset monkey with blonde hair. When you see these people, they're not. A lot of them, Joy Reid isn't even a black American. A lot of these people aren't even black Americans. This is what they do with Kamala. Anybody brown is a black American, that's crap. A Nigerian is a Nigerian, a Jamaican's a Jamaican. My family, I'll tell anybody, my grandfather 9 generations ago was Sir Calvert. The city of Baltimore is named for my 9th-day grandfather. So we go way back. These people that just show up, they're not us. Stop speaking for us and stop playing games. They see a little tension between black and white, and they play a game like Kamala's doing to make us hate one another.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the- the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power.